This is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Brent Stevens, who is with the San Francisco Unified School District. He's got a fancy title, Chief Academic Officer in the Division of Curriculum and Instruction. We're here today to talk about something that a lot of people, I think, are concerned about, and that is how do we teach history to our kids so that they have the skills to make good decisions about things that affect them as they grow up and things that affect them right now in their schools. So there's something new in California about history.
That's right, Carol. So just last year, the state of California approved a new history and social studies framework. That framework describes the existing standards for history, but paints a far richer portrait of history here in California and around the world, provides teachers with guidance on a richer set of events, personalities, and themes that really give life to history and enable history to be taught from a far more diverse perspective.
So giving new information, new themes, what are the sort of big ideas that show up that weren't being taught in history in the past, at least in other parts of California?
So I'd say the biggest shift that is described in the framework is a move from teaching history as something to be memorized and recited on tests to teaching history as an active inquiry, that students are encouraged to ask questions about times in the past, to do their own research, to consult primary source documents, and to draw and then defend their own conclusions about what is true in our past.
One of the things that I remember from history, and you might remember it too, is that it was a list of dates, and somehow you had to make sense of it. And when I had that history and that list of dates, it was only a list of European events. And so it's different, isn't it?
That has changed considerably, and that's, I think, to everybody's benefit. So the history of the state, the country, and the world is a history of many people. The framework tries to draw students and their teachers into those histories to make sense of the perspectives and experiences of many different people. And it approaches history through the study of themes that occur through many societies, drawing differences between societies, drawing similarities, and encouraging students to make their own sense on the basis of these larger themes as they take place throughout the world.
So you're sort of a curious guy. In this whole area of history, what are the things that you think, wow, I wish kids really knew this?
So that's an interesting question. You already have named it. The study of history through a single narrative or single perspective, I think, is the single problem that the framework is attempting to undo. So if you take the history of California, for example, there have been many people living here in California, all of whom have made their own unique contributions to California's culture and history. And yet we tend to study California from the perspective of somebody who's arrived in 1850 and who finds the state sort of in a blank space. That's simply not true about California's history, nor is it true since 1850 on, where many, many people have come to this country, or this state, made contributions and contributed to our collective culture. And all of those things are worth studying and knowing about. And the framework now makes that possible in a way that simply wasn't before.
So helping kids not only be able to read and comprehend events, but helping kids disagree in some way.
Yeah, I think that's that you're hitting on something fundamental, and that is that when a student is able to draw conclusions about what's true, not only factually true, but what meaning those facts make, then they become much more powerfully connected in a personal sense to what took place in the past, and they're able to draw comparisons to what's going on in the world around them now.
I know San Francisco has a very rich a diverse student population, and you have schools that reflect really strong, diverse communities.
This is true. San Francisco is a wonderfully diverse school district, made up of many different communities. Many of our neighborhoods are very different, and all of our schools enjoy a diversity that makes them much stronger. That's true.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW. And joining me is Brent Stevens, who's talking about the new California History and Social Sciences framework. California has, over the last couple of years, tried to put its ducks in a row. updating their English frameworks, their literacy frameworks, their science frameworks. And at the time that they were doing it, it was when California was coming out of its recession, and they were able to put, you know, a bunch of money towards helping school districts and schools get this into the hands of teachers and into the hands and minds of kids. Is it a little different now?
I think it is different. You know, since 2010, as the state has emerged from its recession, funding has increased to schools through the local control funding formula, through a greatly simplified set of funding mechanisms. School districts around the state, and particularly urban districts, have enjoyed a backfill of the money that they've been missing for a long time. The local control funding formula, however, is almost complete in that the state has almost reached its funding targets. And so districts, soon enough, I think, will begin to experience a gap between what they're required to spend and the money they've got available. So the history social studies framework is hitting at a moment where that gap, I think, will become felt by many districts over the next couple of years. And it may well affect the amount and the level that districts can engage with the framework and support teachers to make those changes in the classroom.
So if we look back the last decade, what essentially happened was billions of dollars were cut from California schools, and teachers in large, large numbers were laid off. And you've slowly built back to getting some of those teachers in line and providing services. So where are we now in San Francisco in being able to do this?
So San Francisco's like a lot of districts in that we've invested very heavily in a few areas since the recession has faded. Teacher induction, teacher pipelines, new teacher support has been a critical priority for us, as has been supporting teachers in the classroom to implement the Common Core standards in language arts and math. The next generation science standards are coming online as well. So we're building up there. And then we've been investing, like lots of other districts, very heavily in supporting the social emotional growth of our students and recognizing through this round of funding that supporting students to feel safe and connected to school is an important precursor to their learning.
And so right now you've got this new framework, which from all I've heard, people are very excited about. And the challenge that you have is getting this into the classroom.
That's exactly the challenge. So we do have a plan. We've been engaging our teacher leaders in the new framework. For almost a year, we had a strong sense, having attended many of the planning meetings, sort of what the content would look like. So we have begun to assemble teams of teachers at each grade level in the district to make sense of the framework and the standards for their grade level, and then to begin to assemble a scope and sequence for each of those grade levels. We now have those teacher teams beginning to form draft units in keeping with our draft scope and sequence, with the idea that eventually we'll turn to look to see what instructional materials are available to support the draft units that they've created. So it's a very deliberate stepwise process that heavily features teachers' voice, and we'll only make purchasing decisions at the, both at the point that we can and once we've got a solid sense from the educators in the field about what's valuable in the new framework.
But San Francisco is a little bit of a jump ahead of other districts because you have courses that you're actually teaching now that take parts of this new framework, and it's already in the schools.
I think that that's true. So we'll be looking towards current examples of classes that draw from diverse histories and using themes, people, characters to flesh out the history curriculum. So two examples come to mind very directly. So San Francisco high schools currently all offer an ethnic studies elective to ninth graders who choose to participate in the class. That ethnic studies elective was created with our colleagues at San Francisco State and permits students to experience history from a variety of communities in a very different way. We also offer LGBT elective in our high schools as well. That history is very relevant and will draw from our work in these areas to inform our history curriculum.
I'd really like to thank Brent Stevens, who joined me talking about the history and social sciences frameworks in the state and what San Francisco Unified School District is doing to get it into the hands of the teachers and get it into the hands and minds of our children. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.